The Air Force is the second branch of the U.S. military to launch its own bug bounty to test the cybersecurity of its systems. As Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu reports, this one comes with a new twist. For the first time, the Defense Department is opening the competition to foreign hackers.
Hack the Air Force, as this bug bounty is called, will start in May. Much like the Hack the Army competition that ran for a month beginning last November, the Air Force edition will ask registered hackers to target one particular subset of the service's public-facing websites. Officials declined to identify the precise targets for the challenge, not wanting to give competitors an early heads up. In a first for the Defense Department, though, the bounties will be open to residents of Canada, the UK, Australia, and New Zealand. The Army edition and an earlier program called Hack the Pentagon a year ago were only open to U.S. citizens. DOD and the Air Force decided to expand the potential hacker pool to international participants because they said it provided a much more realistic picture of the variety of real-world threats military IT systems face. But for now, they're wary of extending the invitation beyond the so-called Five Eye nations, with which the U.S. has extremely close military and intelligence relationships. Peter Kim is the Air Force's Chief Information Security Officer.
I think we're entering new territory here with bug bounty programs run against active military systems, and proceeding cautiously is well advised. Because we're dealing with the Department of Defense assets here, attacks against those systems have different implications than attacks against Yahoo or Facebook might. And so we wanted to make sure that any traffic originating against this, there are open lines of communication between those countries to be on the same page about what activity is occurring during those tests.
Hack the Air Force is being funded under a $3 million indefinite delivery, indefinite quantity contract the Pentagon issued last year to HackerOne, a firm that specializes in bug bounties and that also ran the Hack the Army and Hack the Pentagon challenges. As in the earlier competitions, successful hackers will be paid based on the number and severity of the security problems they uncover. Defense officials say they consider the concept of bug bounties to be a supplement and not a replacement to the formal security audits and red team exercises the military runs on its own systems, but the earlier competition have proved their value, they say. Hack the Pentagon generated 1,889 reports of vulnerabilities that had previously escaped the attention of DoD cyber experts. Hack the Army turned up 118 security holes, including at least one serious one that could have potentially given malicious hackers access to sensitive Army personnel records. Kim says those early successes have already begun to change the way the Air Force performs its everyday defensive cyber missions.
I'm seeing a shift to maybe a new paradigm of how we do cybersecurity and defense here in the department. So me as a CISO, traditionally it's the certification accreditation process on getting any system online, whether it's public facing or private or a logistics system or a financial weapon system. And it's usually largely a paperwork driven drill. And it's usually seeking my signature for it's okay, it's secure to put on the network. But the as is system as it gets deployed never really matches up with the as designed in a lot of cases. So as a CISO, I'd like to know how vulnerable and what's level of possible exploitation from adversaries. And that's, I think, the paradigm and the new way of thinking about securing defense is, you know, doing something like the bug bounty program to constantly get ahead of this problem instead of kind of waiting and seeing when the next rev of the software release is, but trying to be more proactive instead of reactive. That's something I think Cybercom and NSA and 24th Air Force is going to move to very rapidly in the future.
Successful bounty hunters in DoD's previous challenges have ranged from full-time cybersecurity professionals to ambitious high school students. Prizes have ranged from $100 to $15,000, depending on the vulnerabilities they discovered. Alex Rice, HackerOne's chief technology officer and co-founder, says the value of the hacking challenges, both in the private and in the public sector, came largely through the diversity of their participants.
You get people of all backgrounds and all motivations from, in these programs, we'll have active military red teams to security consulting firms, academics, security researchers, a huge range of people of all diverse backgrounds participating. In addition, in traditional industry programs, most people are participating somewhat for the intellectual challenge, but primarily driven by the financial incentives. And when we run these government programs, we see a new profile of person come forward who's really driven by patriotic reasons and contributing to their country realities, which means we see active participation from individuals who don't participate in normal bug bounty programs. And that's a really really powerful dynamic to observe.
The Bug Bounty is one of the first formal projects of the fledgling Air Force Digital Service, an offshoot of the U.S. Digital Service and the Defense Digital Service that former Air Force Secretary Deborah Lee James created as one of her last official acts in the waning days of the Obama administration. And despite some initial uncertainty about the Trump administration's level of enthusiasm for digital services, Defense Secretary James Mattis has become a big proponent, according to Raina Staley, the co-founder and chief of staff of the Defense Digital Service.
Definitely during the transition, it was sort of an unknown territory for us. And it definitely required a lot of relationship building. Secretary Carter, the former defense secretary, was very tech-minded, given his background. And the administration isn't as much, but we've definitely have built really good relationships with Secretary Mattis. He's aware of who we are, and he's become a big proponent of the work that we're doing. In fact, I think on his first day, actually, our director gave him a brief on a challenge with SYNAC that was going on, one of our more sensitive bounties. And so it kind of got on his radar immediately. And so then pending the results of that, it became big discussion within DOD, and, you know, his team understand the value and importance of these programs. So in regards to that, I think we're in good shape. I mean, the success and the results of what we've done in the past are inarguable. And I think people really value us being able to incorporate these practices into the DOD in a new and innovative way.
Jared Serbu, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Be sure to check out Jared's story and all of his DOD coverage at federalnewsradio.com.